That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the show that provides you ancient wisdom for the modern mind. So, if you are new to this experience, then I want to give you a warm welcome. In today's session, I'm going to reveal seven key realizations or learnings that I've had after doing 300 interviews and receiving close to 2.8 million downloads. Now, these are life lessons that I've collected along the way, and I'm sure that if you apply them in your life, then you will see massive shifts as well. But before we dive in, let's give a shout out to Vanessa, who wrote us a beautiful iTunes review, which states, "I discovered this podcast when I was living in France. While I was having an amazing time living in a different culture, I often felt a little lonely and disconnected. And listening to AJ's podcast became a regular thing that helped me lift my mood and inspire me. I absolutely love the way the podcast is structured and the way that AJ paraphrases to make sure that the information is clear. The guests are fantastic, and I look forward to next episode. I recommend this to everyone." Thanks, AJ. Well, thanks a lot for writing this amazing review, Vanessa and Action Tribe. If you would like for me to read out your review as well, just like this, then take a minute or maybe 2 minutes to share your thoughts in the form of an iTunes review. The link that you need is my7chakras.com/review. That's my7chakras.com/review. So share your thoughts and let me read it out. So back to the episode at hand, I'm going to share with you seven key learnings that I've had after doing 300 podcast interviews. You know, it's been quite a journey. When I started this journey, I never imagined that we would even cross 100,000 downloads. And yet, as I speak with you today, we're going to cross 3 million downloads pretty soon. And that is definitely an accomplishment for me, but I don't take this lightly, because none of this would have been possible without the support, the love, and the listenership of you, Action Tribe. You are the heart and the soul of our movement. It's definitely not been a smooth ride, because there have been many ups and downs, many bumps along the way, as well as many learnings that I hope to pass on to you on today's episode. So are you ready? I don't want this to be a one-way dialogue. So if you have a question, a comment, a realization, or an impression that you'd like to share with me, then reach out to me via email. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. All right, so let's begin. So learning number one that I've had on my journey is to do things that nourish your soul. So what do I really mean by this? Well, we're learning more and more that we're not just our physical bodies, right? We're beings made of energy. And on that energetic blueprint is formed our physical body. So just like we need food and water to nourish our physical body, we, at the soul level, crave life experiences to nourish our spirit and enjoy our presence on earth. And starting this podcast has made me ponder about the experiences that really make me come alive. Right? It's made me think, it's made me go deep, experiences that light my soul up and experiences that really delight me. So there are many activities that nourish my soul, and I'd like to share with you the top three, right? Which are engaging conversations, personal growth, and impact. So number one, engaging conversations with friends over interviewing guests. So if you've been a regular listener of my show, then you might have noticed a change in my approach to conducting interviews. Because these days, I'm all about bringing on guests who I'd love to be friends with. Does that make sense? Guests who would want to add value, share ideas, and genuinely support our movement and you. Our interviews these days are filled with smiles and laughter and casual back and forths. When someone asks me, AJ, do you have any process for selecting guests? Because I receive so many emails, right, for people that want to be on our platform, on our show. And when I receive this question, I usually say that it's a very intuitive process, right? There's no set pattern or step-by-step process. But the question that I always ask myself is this someone who I could be myself with? Is this someone who I could be friends with? Is this someone who I could have a fun, engaging, interesting, exciting conversation with, right? And that's sort of how I make my decision. Now, the next activity that really nourishes my soul is personal growth, right? So whenever I engage in an activity, especially these days, I ask myself, how can this improve my skills? Whether it's my communication skills, my ability to articulate my idea, or just be more comfortable on screen. It's easy to get stuck, Action Tribe, in a routine of doing things. Doing, right? So from time to time, it's important to take a few steps back and reassess how your activity is contributing to your overall personal growth and development. To give you an example of this, most of you know that I initially started my podcast by doing pre-recorded audio interviews, right? So no video, just audio. I used to speak into the mic and, you know, we used to have a back and forth conversation. And sometime towards, I think the mid of last year, I realized that I wasn't pushing my comfort zone enough, right? Which ultimately helps with personal growth. In other words, I'd gotten comfortable with the format, and that's why I made a change. I converted my audio podcast into a live video series. In case you don't know, now you know, because many of you join us weekly for our live recording sessions on our Facebook page, and it's been amazing, right? Live is so much more fun because I'm able to connect with my guest at a new level, right? I'm able to see their smile, their laughter, their gestures, their body language. It's almost like I'm meeting them face to face, right? But not exactly, but pretty much there. And I'm able to connect with you as well, my listeners, because you're watching this live, right? There's not much editing. In fact, there's no editing when it's live. And you get to comment, you get to share your observations, and we partake in this wondrous dance of an interview, right? So it's a beautiful experience. And because it's so much fun, we're going to keep going with this. Now, number three, the third activity that nourishes my soul is the ability to have an impact on people around the world. Now, as I speak into this microphone, I am seeing in my statistics that in the last 6 months, we've had listeners downloading our episodes from literally every continent on the planet in over 150 countries, except for the continent of Antarctica, right? I don't think people really live there and listen to podcasts over there. And I don't take this attention lightly. I'm always thinking of ways and methods by which I can inspire, motivate, and enhance the quality of your life, right? That's always going on in my mind. And when I speak into this mic, I don't speak to all of you. I speak to each and every one of you individually. So I thank you for giving me your attention and focus. That's right, you listening to this episode right now. So the second realization that I've had on my path, on my journey, is to follow your own path, even if that path is long and winding. So what do I mean by this again? If you've chosen the path of being a creator, an entrepreneur, or a business person, then know that this path is not a straight line, right? It's not A to B or A to Z. People might lead you to believe that. Maybe the media might say, might glorify, you know, entrepreneurship and say that it's an easy journey ahead. But the truth is that this path is long. It can be winding. It can be filled with life lessons, challenges, opportunities, difficulties, sometimes a little bit frustration, big wins, realizations, and then some challenges again. So it's not a linear journey, but it's more like a cycle. It's more of seasons, right? And it all comes back to the chakras, right? Once you know the cyclicity of how life unveils itself, it becomes easier to, you know, navigate the ups and downs of life and, you know, the entrepreneurial journey. But all of it is worth it. That's what I'm trying to say. And the reason for that is that it's not only about what you achieve in this process, right? It's not just about the wins that you have or, you know, things that you attract into your life. It's more importantly, it's about who you become as a result of this rigorous and the trials that you experience, right? On a daily, weekly, monthly basis. It's about who you become, right? So remember that I'm the son of an entrepreneur. My dad is a businessman. And when growing up, I never saw my dad reporting to a supervisor or a manager. He had the independence to set his own schedule, define his vision, and create a plan to achieve it. So subconsciously, I looked up to him, and deep down, I too wanted to be an entrepreneur. And life has a way of giving you what you want at a soul level, right? And sometimes it happens out of nowhere. But the question is, are you willing to accept the whole package, or do you only want the easy path? If you're on the verge of jumping in, then brace yourself for an adventure of a lifetime. But remember, you need to embrace the entire experience and be ready for it. So, learning number three, use your circumstances and your childhood memories to your advantage. Life has a way of bringing you back a full circle. When you're starting a new venture, especially one like a podcast where you have to express your voice, sometimes it's hard to find your own voice. Right, I'm sure many of you can relate to this, especially when the noise outside wants you to conform to the standard and the status quo or be someone, right? So it's hard to find your own voice in such a situation. So what did I do? I looked within and I tried to introspect about my life so far. And here's what I realized. I was interested, right, in starting a podcast about energy, metaphysics, spirituality, ancient wisdom. But all throughout my life, the universe was in a way trying to nudge me towards this path. My dad is a Hindu, one who follows Sanatan Dharma. That's the more appropriate name for Hinduism. My mom is a Christian, and I'm actually a part of a Buddhist community, right? So growing up, I was never forced or pressured to follow a certain set of laws, or read certain specific books, or not do something, or adhere to a certain set of belief systems, right? So there were no rules or laws or, you know, do this, do that. The only religion that was practiced in my home was love, and affection and compassion and forgiveness and allowing and recognizing. And this atmosphere helped me and my sister tap into our curiosity, and particularly in my case, be able to explore Christianity, read the Bible, visit the church, you know, explore Hinduism, you know, learn about the various rituals and traditions, you know, visit the temple and the different temples in my area of Mumbai, and learn about Buddhism and discover the similarities and the differences between all these different traditions. I probably should do an entire episode on this, but the point I'm trying to make, Action Tribe, is that my liberal and open upbringing allowed me to have a broad perspective and understanding of both Abrahamic and Dharmic religion. So in case you're a young parent, keep this in mind. It's, you know, it's helpful for providing your children an open environment so that they can go on this quest like I did, right? This quest, this pursuit, to uncover the truth for myself, as well as, you know, depend on certain traditions if I wanted to. And all of this provided me the mental platform to start my podcast, if that makes sense. Also, when I was a kid, my dad once bought my sister and I a computer along with a simple microphone. Very different from the microphone that we get these days, very simple in fact. I was so fascinated with this microphone and this audio software called Audacity, which is still very popular these days. I would spend hours recording my voice, playing with different accents. Yes, I can speak in different accents. Again, I can do that on another episode. Using different tools for editing, you know, using different settings, right, to adjust and play with my voice and generally having fun. This playing with my voice and with the microphone, in a way, prepared me for the podcast that I was destined to start. So I encourage you to look at your life. Look at all your memories, your circumstances, revisit your childhood memories, all the experiences that you've had, because there might be clues about what you might like to pursue and focus on. What is your unfair advantage, right? What is that set of experiences, skills, right? Memories, even disadvantages that make you uniquely you? What is your story, right? So I encourage you to do that. And with that, Action Tribe, that's all the time we have for today. We covered three main learnings on today's episode. I was actually hoping to cover all seven, but I couldn't help but go deeper, because of which we will need another episode, part two, to touch on points 4, 5, 6, and 7. Once again, the learnings that we discussed today were: do things to nourish your soul, right? Number two, follow your own path, even if that means going down a path that is long and winding, because that allows you to tap into your intuition and trust your inner voice, right? A lot of times, we don't see the whole picture, and there might be clouds beyond the third and fourth step, but if you have the faith to trust your own voice, your judgment, and fully own your journey, it's going to make all the difference. Number three, use your circumstances and your childhood memories to your advantage, because again, this journey is about, you know, tapping into your all the experiences and things and memories and skills and stories that make you uniquely you. And if you're able to do that, I'll be the happiest person on this earth, right? So if you enjoyed listening to this episode, if something touched you, then write to me with your thoughts, your ideas, observations, and impressions. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. And the other thing is that we're planning to grow our movement, right? And take it to a whole new level. So if you're an expert in social media, growth, SEO, graphic design, or web design, and you feel like you're part of the Action Tribe movement, then reach out. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. I'd love to connect with you. And finally, if you'd like to donate to our movement, then please consider doing so. If our episodes have made a difference in your life, in your capacity to transform your outlook and change your life, right? Because the truth is that doing these podcasts, in fact, three podcasts a week, is both time and resource intensive. And you can make a huge difference. Besides, your transaction is completely safe and secure on PayPal. The link you need is my7chakras.com/support. That's my7chakras.com/support. So Action Tribe, until next time, keep taking massive action. And I will talk to you soon on this episode, but part two. All right, have a good day.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.